You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
And Jesus answered and said unto the fig tree.
He did what?
And Jesus answered and said unto the fig tree.
He did what?
He answered.
He answered. Apparently, there was a dialogue going on.
Jesus.
Apparently, the fig tree must have said something. Oh, a lot of times we read the Bible for years and didn't realize that before the fall of man, they had the ability to communicate with animals. All right, let's go there. Just one second there, let's go there. Well, first off, let's go there, yeah. Genesis chapter 1, here's God creating with what? His creation. Let there be. The word let is a permissive word. So every time God was speaking to his creation, he was saying, give me permission to do this. Permit me to do that. Permit me to change this for the better. Come on, somebody. Then he creates man, creates the woman, and all of a sudden, she's in the garden one day. Somebody say, hanging out in the garden. And Genesis chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 1 that the serpent said unto the woman. Come on, it sounds like a dialogue to me.
Yes.
It sounds like communication. Yeah, give me a little bit more volume, man of God, minister. Oh, glory to God. Sounds like communication to me. She didn't holler. She didn't scream. She didn't take off running. Come on, somebody. She didn't say, oh, the snake is talking to me. Come on. Why? Oh, glory to God. Because she had the ability. They had the ability to communicate with creation. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. There's just some things that was lost with sin. Okay. All right. Woo. That's why it behooves me, and it makes me wonder why we ain't talking to creation. Come on. It behooves me why we're always praying for money and not talking to the money. Money come in Jesus' name. Maybe we don't have a revelation. Thank God for knowledge. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Woo. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. I almost wanted to say that wasn't a message, but it was a message. It was a message. Oh, glory to God. All right. All right. Was that all right? Okay. So he answered to the tree. What did he say? No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the Bible says his disciples heard it. Now we're going to jump over to verse 20. Verse 20. Amen. Read.
Verse 20 says, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw that same fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto Jesus, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away.
And Jesus, it's amazing that only Peter recalled it to remembrance. It shows that at least one person was paying attention. And I believe that if we begin to pay attention to what is God releasing from the pulpit like never before, oh, glory to God. I believe you talk about woke. I believe that we are waking up. Come on, somebody. I was listening to the radio. I'm just jumping in here. Oh, glory. I was listening to the radio, and the radio personality was saying that the weather people don't know how to predict the weather anymore, because they'll say it's going one place and it ends up going another place. And they'll say it's going here and it ends up going. And so they're trying to figure out what is going on. Why can't they predict anymore where the storm is going? Oh, glory to God. And that is because the people of God, you talk about woke. Yeah, you might have woken up to sin, but we've woken up to what God's word has to say. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so there are people of God that are going to the beach when they hear the weatherman say, oh, it's coming here. And said, now we ain't saying that. We ain't saying that it's coming here. Come on, somebody. It ain't coming here. The devil is a liar. It is written. Whatsoever I bind on the earth, whatsoever I stop on the earth, God will stop it.
Okay, let me just calm down. Glory to God. Let me stay in that teaching zone. And so the storm is out there trying to figure out, where can I go? It's going here. And the people of God are going to the beach and saying, no, you can't come here. The devil is a liar. We stop you on the earth from coming here. So he has to go and try to find another place. And you got people of God saying, we stop you. We don't allow you to come here. Come on. And he goes another place. The storm has to find a place to hit. Oh, glory to God. Because guess what? That storm, they predicted that this last storm probably several different places. And the storm couldn't go anywhere. Until he found a place where, okay, maybe, I don't know. I ain't even going to say that. I don't want nobody to get upset. Okay. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, glory to God. All right. What was we at reading that, Dora?
We were reading Peter called to remembrance and said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them,
what you curse? In other words, what's going on here? Look at this display of power in your mouth. Read.
And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God.
Okay, have faith. Just, I want you to remember this. Faith. Have faith. Have faith. I want you to have faith, whether you're praying it or whether you're saying it. Have faith. And sometimes we got to come back and we got to minister in an area that we done hit, because guess what? Everybody didn't get it. Okay. Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Come on. Have faith that when you say something, it's going to come to pass. Because guess what? You have a role model and a God that when you see him say something, it comes to pass. Come on. You were created in his what? Image. In his likeness. Just like him. Oh, glory to God. Jesus said, whatever I see my Father do, I do it. Whatever I see my Father say, I say it. And so, daughter, read.
And Jesus answering and said unto them, have faith in God.
Uh-huh.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto
say
this mountain,
unto this mountain, what?
Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath said shall come to pass.
Verse 24.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray.
Now he's talking about praying. But prior to that, he was talking about saying. I went to work Thursday morning. I told my wife, I slept in till like 9 o'clock. And I told her, I said, man, you wasn't trying to let me leave home. Because I don't usually want to sleep in that late. But God had me up. It seemed like when I get to sleep good, he'd shove me. He was telling me to get up and pray. And so I was just praying and praying. Didn't know what I was praying about, but I was praying. And, and that's this where the wonderful thing about being able to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Asking the Spirit of God to give you utterance. And you may speak forth his mysteries. Because we don't always know how to pray as we should. And so I was praying, so I got up and I went to work. And when I went to work, there was a power line down in the plaza. And there was a palm tree down. Someone had an accident. They came up into the parking lot, and they knocked down a power line and a palm tree. Now, you had to be riding. You had to be going pretty fast. Just to take out a palm tree, you had to be going pretty fast. And so, Andrea, you know, she called me up and she was like, you know, we won't be able to go back to work. Those guys said that they won't be finished until 6 o'clock. Now, the guys had to take the wires loose. Come on, they had to take the wires loose. They were cutting up the pole when I got there. The tree was still laying in the parking lot. And so there was a lot of work to do. And so she told me that they wouldn't be finished until about 5 or 6 o'clock, and we couldn't come back to work until about 5 or 6 o'clock. And so I told Andrea, I said, I'm not receiving that. I said, we're going to be back to work after lunch. I said, we're going to be, and I don't even remember if I put the name of Jesus behind it. I said, more than likely, I put the name of Jesus behind it. And so anyways, as I was leaving there, as I was departing from there, and I said, well, you know, I want to go to breakfast. And I stopped by Michelle's, and I realized that I had left my wallet home. And I was like, man, I jumped back in the truck, and I'm on my way home. And I said to myself, I said, somebody's going to buy me breakfast on this morning. Tell somebody, he said. What does the Bible say? Whatsoever you shall say, what? In faith. I said it. And so after I said it, I went to Kay's and I sat down, oh glory to God, for breakfast. I sat down like I was supposed to be there with my walletless behind self, with no money in my pocket. Come on. So when the waitress came, I said, well, I left my wallet. I let her know I left my wallet. She was like, I got you. That wasn't it. That wasn't it. Another person heard me say it, and he said, put it on my ticket. And then another person, after I ate and I got up and I began to thank the person that put it on his ticket, another couple said, if he hadn't bought it, we were going to buy it. All because I opened my mouth and I said, somebody's going to buy me breakfast. You ought to get this thing. How many of y'all been telling you all that God's turning up the power in your minds? Come on. Did you just see that when Jesus spoke to what? The fig tree. He said, you won't bear fruit no longer. This is why we got to get to a place where God can trust your mind. But what he's saying here is that if you say something and you say it in faith, believing that it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Okay. All right. So I go home and I'm eating lunch. I think I barely got finished eating lunch. Sit down. And guess what? I get a phone call. You can come to work. The lights are back on. Power is back on. Come on, somebody. Why? Because I said it, and I said it in faith, believing. Are y'all getting this? Are y'all getting this? Because what are you saying? We got to begin as the people of God. And this is what I was saying a little bit earlier. We are waking up. We are waking up to who we are. We are waking up to the authority that we walk in. Come on, somebody. Oh, you talk about woke. Don't even get caught up on that. Come on, that petty stuff, because we are waking up to who we are like never before. I want you to say this. Faith works when you say something also. It just saying, you know, sometimes, you know, we see the scripture, and the scripture says when you pray and you're praying in faith, but faith works also when you say something, believing. As a matter of fact, I believe that we would say a little bit more if we really believe that. So look at your neighbor, I'll write it down. Faith works with you praying, and faith works with you saying.
Glory to God. There's stuff that will come to pass if you say it. As a matter of fact, there's a verse of scripture that says God is able to do what? Abundantly beyond all that you ask or think. I'm starting to find out. Well, I'm not starting to find out, but years ago. My God, if I sat around and I started thinking about a watch, I think my mother-in-law bought me a watch. I had a buddy of mine from the military, Randy Dodder, came from overseas. I was sitting there. I believe I was looking at a watch in a magazine or something. No, I was, hold up. I was thinking about a watch. The man called me up. I went to visit him, and he gave me a brand new Seiko watch in a case. There are things that God will do for you just because you're entertaining them in your mind. God, look at your neighbor and say, God is on the inside of you. He knows what you're thinking. Come on. You can't hide anything from him. This is why even when Satan was called into accountability and the sons of God in the book of Job had to go and stand before the Lord, and God said, what have you been doing? And he had to tell him the truth. He's a natural born liar. Come on, somebody. He's a professional liar. Oh, glory to God. But yet, when he stands before God, he has to tell him the truth. Oh, glory to God. So guess what? We might as well tell him the truth also. God, I did it. Oh, glory to God. All right. Y'all getting this? Oh, glory. So, look at this now. Look at this now. We're created in God's image. Come on. We're supposed to be operating like God. He's given us authority. Come on. Jesus died on the cross. He got up. He said, I got all power in my hand. He gave us some keys. Come on, somebody. Gave us authority. Oh, glory to God. Are we operating in that authority? Are we doing like Jesus said when he said, whatever I see the Father do, I do it. Whatever I hear the Father say, I say it. Oh, glory to God. Hebrews chapter 11. You don't have to go there. Don't go there, but just write it down. And you can read it. It's a book about faith. But the Bible says that God framed the world by his word through faith. In other words, he just spoke it. Hallelujah. Apparently, he had to be saying a whole lot more than what we're reading. What am I saying? I'm saying that you know, a long time ago, I remember Pastor Hagin. And when I was a young, just had gotten saved, I would be on my way to work out on the Space Center. And I would listen to the broadcast. And he had a national broadcast. And he would be preaching faith. And he would say that, you know, you can have what you say. And a lot of people were tripping on that. A lot of people had a problem with that. But what was I talking about last week? About having a measure of knowledge that a lot of people don't have. Having an understanding that a lot of people don't have. Sometimes when we're ignorant, we'll kill that which is good. Okay. All right. You say, how? How? How can we kill that which is good? Okay. All right. All right, run to Acts 13 and 27 right quick, daughter. Acts 13 and 27. People kill all the time. Sometimes I'm on the radio and I hear folks killing. Come on, killing that which is good. They're trying to talk about other offices that they ain't familiar with, don't even walk in, don't know nothing about it. Come on. But they're talking about it from what? Their measure of knowledge. Oh, glory to God.
Acts 13, 27. Uh-huh. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not.
Whoa, hold up now. These were the priests, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all of those seeds. And here's Paul saying they knew him not. Every once in a while, I'll run into a young person, whether it's a young girl or a young man, and I'll be like, they look just like somebody I went to school with. And so, and finish reading that right quick. Say, they knew him not.
Because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day.
Okay.
they have fulfilled them in condemning him.
They fulfilled the word of God in condemning Jesus, yeah, because they didn't know him when he came. Now getting back to that, I'll see a young person and I'll be like, man, they look like somebody I went to school. Sitting, standing there looking like somebody I went to school with. And so I'll break out and say something like, who is your daddy? Who is your mama? Anybody ever done that? You seen that? Who your daddy? Who your mama? And they'll say, my mama is such and such, and my daddy is such. And I'm like, yeah, all right, I knew it. I knew it. You look just like her. You look just like her. Can I tell you something? If they didn't know, if they knew the Father, they would have recognized the Son. I don't know if y'all caught that. If they knew the Father, they would have recognized the Son. But apparently, they didn't know the Father like they thought they knew the Father. Come on, we still back at knowledge, the knowledge of God. Glory to God. Young folks that I know, because I know their parents. Okay, all right. Go to Matthew's 21 and 38. Matthew's 21 and 38. Matthew's 21
and
38.
21 and 38.
Read, daughter.
It reads, but when the husbandman saw the son.
Now Jesus is telling the parable, and this is what he says. When the husbandman saw the son, speaking of Jesus, he was already telling them what they were going to do. He was already telling them, this is what you're going to do. Oh, glory to God. Because guess what? There are a lot of people who are ignorant or don't have the knowledge, but then there are people that know,
yes,
and still choose,
yes,
to kill it.
Come, yes,
on. Okay, all right. All right. Because guess what? Some people will promote the doctrine of their church over the truth. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. When I went to school and the teacher, my instructor, and I won't tell you which school it was, my instructor said that Cornelius and his family was the first Gentile that was saved. And I went to him and I said, well, wait a second. I said, there was an Ethiopian man that came and on his chariot and, who was it, Philip? And so I said, there was a man saved before him.
Yes.
And he said, yeah, that's true. And I said, well, are you going to change this? And he said, no. Looked me straight in the eyes and said, no. And I almost quit school because he was willing to continue to teach a false narrative. Oh, glory to God. But the Lord showed me that night ashy bones with meat in between the ashy bones. And the Lord was saying, get the meat, believe all of that other stuff, the tradition, come on, all of that, where folks are what do you call it, the denominational beliefs, leave all of that stuff alone and get the meat. Because sometimes people will, it's just like when you see where people promote their politics over. You have people that are in politics and they're supposed to be preachers, but yet they are full-fledged abortion, voting for abortion, holding up abortion rights. So there are sometimes people that put what they believe over the truth. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so, because I wanted to make that clear, because yes, there were rulers, oh glory to God, that did stuff in their ignorance. We deal with people that do stuff in their ignorance, but yet we deal with people that know better. Come on, the Satanists out there, they know God exists. Come on, they know God. They just think they can beat God. Come on, they think they're going to win, and they're walking around. They believe God exists. Come on, so you do have some people that know. Okay, all right. Some people that have a knowledge.
They believe more than some of us believe that God exists. They just don't like what they would think is God's rules and regulations, not knowing that God is trying to protect them. If you got a child and he's about to run out in the streets and get hit by a car, you try to protect them. But you got some folks that say, don't protect me. And they next thing you know, they rolling up underneath the car. Come on. Because they don't realize the love, and they've been bamboozled about the love. The devil don't love them. He just don't want to go to hell by himself. We're gasoline draws on. Okay, all right. And so 21 to 38 says what?
21 and 38 says, but when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and they cast him out of the vineyard and they slew him.
Look at this. Jesus was telling them what they were going to do because they didn't know him, or they knew him, but yet they chose to kill him anyways. Yes. And there was folks at the foot of the cross, and Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
Yes.
For they know not what they do. There was a lot of ignorant people down there. Come on. Oh, glory to God. That was mocking him. Come on. That had their hand in it. Oh, glory to God. But there were some people that knew that was quiet. Okay. Them apostles that were down there, they was quiet. They were awful quiet. Because we also got people that know God and they're quiet. All right. I ain't getting too many amens up in here today. Are y'all getting this? And so we have different types of people. People that are ignorant. People that don't know God at all. People that know God but choose to do wrong. And then people that know God and they're quiet. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. With the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. The questions that we receive more than all others at the Colson Center have to do with how can we best respond to friends, family members, neighbors who are struggling with gender dysphoria. The number of Americans who report personally knowing someone who struggles with gender dysphoria now approaches about 50%. That means Christians have to be prepared, at least as best as we can, for the scenarios that we are now more likely than not to encounter when it comes to this issue. The story of Holy Scripture in each of its four chapters contextualizes what is true about every person, including the created reality of sexual distinction. First, God created and values our bodies, and He made them male and female for His purposes. Second, the fall, while validating the pain and discomfort that so many people feel with their own bodies, still dispels the idea that what we feel